Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Without Excuse Devotional Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wallerzak, and as always, I am so thankful that you've tuned in today. The topic for our discussion today is Aim for the Exit. Back on November the 7th, Will and I climbed up into the stand for an afternoon hunt that quickly became a hunt that will live in our memories for a very long time. The morning of November the 7th, Will and I participated in a widows and orphans ministry that our church hosts. We went over to one of the ladies in our community's home. We worked with several other guys from the church, and it was such a blessing to spend some time doing some work at one of our friends' homes and helping her out. So because of that event, we were a little late getting into the stand for the afternoon hunt. We had been saving this stand for exactly the right conditions. So at 2:30 in the afternoon, the very first time we hunted this stand that we call the Narrow Pass Stand, which overlooks food plot number 4, we had a northwest wind, a rising barometer, and 20 degree cooler temperatures than we had the previous 2 days. So we were very hopeful that we would see a mature buck cruising the area. At 2:30, we climbed up in the stand, set up all the camera gear. At 2:55, I looked over my left shoulder and gave the very first interview for the hunt. As I was speaking, I thought I was hearing a deer move to our north. I quickly stopped talking. Will spotted the deer and said, "Dad, it's a buck." We looked the buck over and realized it was a buck that we felt was a mature buck that we had maybe even had some history with. I grunted to the deer, used the doe bleat, and within 10 minutes, that buck had turned around and made his way to within 35 yards of our tree stand. The buck stood just inside the wood line at 35 yards for almost 5 minutes. He finally calmed down, stepped into the food plot, and presented an ethical quartering away shot. I drew the bow, settled the pin, and slowly squeezed the release, aiming for the exit of the arrow. That is a very important concept that we need to understand as archers and hunters, especially on these quartering away shots. We need to aim for the exit. So as I settled the pin, I settled that pin on the very back rib, aiming for the offside shoulder. Once the arrow found its mark, it went clear up through the deer and into the offside shoulder. The deer jumped straight up, ran about 100 yards, and within 20 seconds piled up in a big sinkhole back in the area where he originally came from. It was a very quick, memorable hunt for Will and I. Since November the 7th, I've had a lot of time to think about the various aspects and factors of that hunt that led to success. But the one that has spoke to me the most is this idea of aiming for the exit. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, as we think about our topic for today, a topic that maybe none of us really want to talk about, but it is a reality and a fact of life. The reality is, one day, I will die. The reality is, one day, you will die. And when we die, we will stand before Jesus Christ and give an account for our life. You can think of that moment in time literally as the exit and what we should be aiming for. You know, when I think about that period of time and maybe even think about for a moment the funeral service, as people come to visit and maybe pay their respects to my family, what would I hope they would say about me? Do I want them to know and to say that Paul loved the Lord, that Paul served the Lord, and that was the most important thing in his life? Paul loved his family and served his family well. He treated his wife just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He had the respect of his children, and he led them well and invested in them and poured time into them. He was active in his community and made a difference and an impact. Are those the things I want people to say? If it is, then I need to live that life. And if I'm going to think about that, I need to think about the exit and then aim my life in such a way that I'm pointing towards that point. And I need to order my life with the Lord's help to live a life that would honor Jesus in that way. The most important decision that we can make to help us in that is to give our life to Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, to admit that we've fallen short of His plan for our life, that we've actually sinned, and that we need Jesus, His death on the cross, and the payment for our sin. We need to put our trust in Him and admit that we've sinned. You see, that would be aiming for the exit, the most important piece of our life, the most important day of our life, the day that we actually stand before the Lord. You know, when I thought about that shot, when we played it back on the video camera, initially I actually thought I hit the deer just a little back, but I knew that that arrow was going forward towards that offside shoulder. When we field dressed that deer, both lungs and the heart had a hole in them. That arrow did exactly what it was supposed to, and it found its mark. Although it may have not looked pretty, it did exactly what it needed to do. And that has spoke to me a lot. When we think about the exit, the time between now and the time that we die, things don't always look very pretty. They may not always come out the way we planned or that we hoped. We may endure some trials. We may have some struggles in our life. My wife and I have walked through some of those this year, some very tough times, but Jesus Christ has been there with us each and every day as we've walked through those tough times and those moments. And we are to a point where we want to aim for the exit. When we come to the end of our life, whenever that may be, whether it's today or 20 or 30 years from now, however long the Lord allows us to live, we want to live in such a way that we're aiming for the exit. As we think about that, I have a couple verses here for you today to help illustrate that point. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race with endurance that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." When I read those two verses, one of the things that stand out to me is that I am to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I am to aim for the exit, and Jesus Christ is the exit. Well, friend, that's all the time we have for today. I hope these words have encouraged you, and I hope you think about aiming for the exit, giving your life to Jesus, and living in such a way that when you meet him face to face, you can say, "I have lived for this moment in time." If you have any questions or comments in reference to the teaching you've heard today, feel free to email me at paul@withoutexcuseministries.com. And until we meet again, remember to be safe, shoot straight, and enjoy your time in God's great outdoors.